you pray with me? Holy God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For you are the one who strengthens us. You are the one who redeems us. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Recently, I came across a piece that starts out, one of the greatest tragedies for people would be to live in darkness when they could live in the light. Rose Crawford had been blind for 50 years. Then she had an operation in an Ontario, Canada hospital. And she said, "I just can't believe it," as the doctors lifted the bandages from her eyes. She wept when, for the first time in her life, she saw a dazzling and beautiful world of color and form. And she could see the amazing, And the amazing thing about her story, however, was that 20 years of blindness was unnecessary. She didn't know that the surgical technique had been developed and that the operation that could restore her vision could have happened at the age of 30. The doctor said she just figured that there was nothing that could be done for her condition. Much of her life could have been different. You know, we often get caught up in our darknesses. And when we're in the midst of dark times in our lives, it seems to us that there's no way out of it, as it seemed for Rose. Well, today we begin our Advent journey. And we start, as it were, as if we were in darkness. Generally, the readings of the three cycles for Advent starts on the first Sunday with the idea and the theme of darkness. And it's interesting to note that Christmas, when we celebrate the light coming into the world, is celebrated very close to the shortest day or the longest night of the year, December 21st or sometimes December 22nd. Now in 336, the Roman Emperor Constantine, 336 AD, celebrated the birth of Christ for the first time on December 25th. And several years later, Pope Julius I made it official as the feast day of Christmas. Now, in that time and before that time, the Roman people celebrated the festival of Saturnalia, which honored the Roman god Saturn. And that occurred between December 17th and the 23rd, and it was a celebration of the winter solstice. And then on December 25th, they celebrated Dies Natalis Solis Invicti, which means birthday of the unconquered sun. So for a very long time, the celebration of the Word becoming flesh has happened as a part of the theme of the shortest day or longest night of the year. And we hear our passages today from Jeremiah and from Luke. And while they don't talk about darkness, the darkness of when things don't go right, they do talk about that. When things are scary. A darkness that elicits fear in the hearts and minds of humanity. Reverend Barbara Brown Taylor, in her book, Learning to Walk in the Dark, which we studied a couple of years ago, tells of an early childhood memory. Without benefit of maturity or therapy, I had no way of knowing that darkness was as much inside me as it was outside of me, or that I had the power to affect its hold on me. No one had ever taught me to talk to the dark or even breathe into it. The idea that it might be friendly. That's absurd. The only strategy I had ever been taught for dealing with my fear of the dark was to turn on the light and yell for help. Even then, when my parents came back to ask what I was afraid of, they took my answers at face value. There are no monsters under the bed, they assured me as they got down and looked under the bed. There are no witches in the closet as they opened the door so I could see there was no witches in the closet. As if scientific proof would make a bit of difference once they turned out the lights and left the room again. When darkness invades light, our lives, it's scary. And the darkness may be, in the words, you have cancer. Or it may be, in words, the love of your life is dead. Or perhaps the darkness is in words, don't bother coming into work tomorrow. We can't afford to pay you anymore. We're sorry. Or maybe the darkness is in words, you need to have surgery immediately. Or maybe the darkness is in the words, Mom and Dad, I hate you. Darkness comes in many shapes and colors, in many disguises. As Taylor says, turning on the lights doesn't really change anything. Somebody might say, you'll get through it. But that may not really make much of a difference. That would be like trying to just turn on the lights. It's still dark. In the face of this darkness, then, we hear the words of Jesus. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. In Jeremiah, we hear the following. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up from David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. And this is the name by which it will be called, the Lord is our righteousness. The promise, then, of Jesus, of God through the scriptures, the words of the prophets, is that even in the midst of the darkest nights of our lives, we can find God. We can find Christ standing there in the darkness with us. The good news of the gospel is Jesus goes with us into our darkest nights. And we know that because Jesus went into the darkest night of his life when he went to the cross and said, Father, forgive them. The good news of the gospel is that Jesus goes with us into our darkness. The kingdom has drawn near to us. And as in the season of Advent, we march toward that longest night on December 21st, we are mindful that it ends in a celebration of the light of the world coming into the darkness of the world. The words of the writer of the Gospel of John still ring just as true today as when they were written. In him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness. The darkness did not overcome it. The kingdom of God is just as present in the darkness as it is in the light. We just have to get better about seeing it and looking for it. And that's what Advent, this season, is all about. Learning to see God in Jesus Christ present in all of our darkest times. So my prayer for all of us this Advent season is that God may improve our night vision, our dark vision, as we travel our Advent journey. Like the lady in the opening story, may we not find our sight too late, and in doing so, miss the glorious news of Emmanuel, God with us. Amen.